assisted by a secretary who has no voting power. The zoning administrator and his assistant are also present and do not vote. The board's powers are very limited and are set forth in the Code of Virginia, the City Charter, and Richmond City Code. The board does not have the power to rezone property, but may only grant variances from specific zoning requirements as they apply to a particular property, or grant appeals from decisions of the zoning administrator, or grant certain exceptions to the zoning regulations. The board's proceedings are informal, but we do adhere to certain rules. We ask that those persons expecting to testify in each case be sworn in when the case is called. The cases will be heard in the order in which they appear on the docket. First, we hear the applicant, then others who wish to speak in favor of the case, and finally from persons in opposition. In the case of a variance or special exception request, the applicant, proponents, or persons aggrieved under Section 15.2-2314 of the Code of Virginia shall be permitted a total of 6 minutes each to present their case. The board will withhold questions until the conclusion of the presentation. Rebuttal may be permitted at the discretion of the board, but shall be limited to correction or clarification of facts or testimony already presented, and rebuttal shall not exceed 5 minutes. After all the cases have been heard, the board will decide each case. After your case is heard, you are welcome to stay through the remainder of the docket to hear the board's deliberations, or you may leave. If you choose to leave, please do so quietly. The secretary of the board will notify each applicant in writing as to the decision of the board. First case is case number 06-2020, an application of John and Mandy Tennyson and Amber Reitz for a special exception from sections 30-300 and 30-413.7 of the zoning ordinance for a building permit to construct an addition to a single-family detached dwelling at 521 South Pine Street, located in an R7 single and two-family urban residential district. The lot coverage requirement is not met. Is the applicant here?
I'm the representative.
Okay. Everybody expecting to testify in this case? Raise your hand.
It would be you. Raise your hand.
Sorry.
Yes. That's okay. Sorry, tell me.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much.
Mr. Chairman, before the applicant's representative proceeds, I just want to disclose to the board that this gentleman did a marvelous renovation of my home in 2008, but I don't think that I'm disqualified to hear this case because I have no economic interest in this matter, nor do I have any contractual relationship with him, but I want the board to know that Mr. Wright, I'm very familiar with Mr. Wright and his construction ability.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Wright.
Floor is yours.
Thank you, gentlemen and gentle board members, for hearing me. The owner has applied for this exemption to allow...
Can I get you to state your name for me?
Oh, my name is Robert Wright.
Thank you.
So I'm here. The owner has applied for this exemption to allow the expansion of his existing single-family home in a neighborhood predominantly of single-family dwellings built for the working class. This house was built in approximately 1890. The neighborhood is R7, characterized by small lots. The current dwelling is a detached wood-frame building with vinyl siding. The original structure was a two-family attached dwelling with wood siding. At some point in the past, it burned down, we believe, so it resulted in this vacant lot. That's the lot this house wants to expand upon. Current lot at 521 is about 775 square feet. The combined lot, 515, is 1,550. Current dwelling covers about 680 square feet of the lot, which includes a covered porch and a rear deck. We've worked the design to meet the setbacks at the rear and the side, and as a result, the addition will exceed the R7 lot coverage requirement. If we were to reduce the lot, the addition, to meet the setbacks and the lot coverage, it's basically going to be too small to meet the owner's needs. The proposed addition will match the architectural style of the existing dwelling and form. The exterior cladding, which we plan to do in a cementitious siding such as hardy board, will be the new addition cladding, and we'll also replace the existing vinyl siding on the existing house at 523. Our project is wanted to enable the owner-occupant to continue to reside in the property and modernize the dwelling with additional living space to meet the needs of a growing family. Furthermore, we're going to upgrade the home with additional space, bathrooms, and bedrooms to meet today's needs. That's all I have to say.
Further questions for the app?
I have maybe a combination question observation. My guess is that when that other structure north of this building existed, probably the lot coverage of the two of them together was far more than what you're now proposing.
Yes, sir. It would be equal to the size of the existing structure at 523.
So you're actually reducing it from what it used to be?
Yes, sir.
Other questions or comments?
Has the applicant talked to the immediate neighbors or the Neighborhood Association?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm sorry I did not mention that. The Oregon Hill Neighborhood Association did give us their blessing, and all the immediate neighbors expressed a positive attitude towards this improvement in the neighborhood.
Any other questions? Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else here to speak in favor or in opposition of this case? Thank you. Case number 07-2020, an application of David Shanklin for a special exception from sections 30-300, 30-416.5, section 2A, 30-6, 30.9, section B of the zoning ordinance for a building permit to construct a security wood fence accessory to an existing single-family attached dwelling at 1602 West Gray Street, located in an R48 multifamily residential district. The maximum permitted height for a fence is exceeded. The applicant here? Everybody expecting to testify? Please raise your right hand. Swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
And you have your yellow sheet for your yellow form that you filled out?
No, I don't have
it. It's at the bottom of your stack.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry I didn't fill it out.
When you finish?
I will fill it out.
When you finish, I need it.
Okay.
Not now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So, would you like me to present, or just go to questions?
It's totally up to you. We'll start with your name.
Okay. My name is David Shanklin, and I want to replace an existing fence at my property. that fence is about most of it's about 30 years plus old. And I'd like to replace it with a fence that will improve security, improve privacy, and will be aesthetically pleasing. I shared some photographs with you all. In the last 3 years, I'm going to say a Lombardi near me, a Lombardi in West Grace, has gotten very much busier. A former museum's converted to student housing directly across the street from me. And I've got a 106-unit building going across Caddy Corner from my property. So there's just a lot more foot and vehicular traffic. And I shared a couple of photos with you from my windows of the house where the garbage containers and parked vehicles are an everyday sight for me now. I'd like to exceed the height requirement of the fence by right now it sits at 6'3". I'd like to go to 7'6". And I propose a lattice-topped style. The last photo that you all have is an example of what that fence would look like. And the next to last photo shows you what my existing fence looks like from the exterior. I found a contractor. So we've confirmed the materials will be cedar. I contacted all my neighbors in the 150-foot area. My three closest neighbors, I provided them with a full car packet that I previously submitted. I received notification from you all on January 7th. I submitted my car application on the 8th. That was approved on the 10th. On the 8th, I provided those three packets to VCU and two other neighbors. I contacted all the neighbors, the 20 in 150-foot area. Met with the West Great Street Association on the 20th. Two of the board members at that meeting are neighbors within 150 feet, so they're very well informed. The board voted unanimously to support what I'm doing, and I've received no other comments or concerns based on word of mouth and the letters I sent out.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Thank you. Questions?
I just have one curiosity. Mm-hmm. Is that brick wall yours, or is that on the parking lot property?
It's parking lot property.
So do you think there was a building on that property at one time?
Yes, sir.
So this is just left, they just left that portion of the building?
It seems there was a portion of a previous foundation that was left there.
Thanks.
Okay.
Other questions?
Thanks, sir.
Okay.
You can fill it out and just hand it to me. It'd be great. Appreciate it.
Anyone else here to speak in favor or in opposition? Okay. Call the first case 06-2020-521 South Pine Street. Is there a motion?
Move to approve. All of the conditions of the special exception are clearly met. And as Mr. York pointed out, they're actually, with respect to the double lot itself, there's less lot coverage than existed originally.
It's an extraordinarily small lot.
Right. It's Argan Hill.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 07-2020-1602 West Gray Street.
Move approval.
I'll second.
All of the conditions of the exception are actually over-proven in this particular case, with Lombardi and Grace being a significantly increased activity area, as the applicants testified to. It's going to be really busy when that 12-story building goes up.
The applicant went way over the edge in his efforts to contact all the affected property owners, too. He did a great job.
Agreed.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wish all the cases were that clear and that easy.
quick question. Everybody did their financial disclosure forms?
Yes.
Yep.
Cool. To the minutes.
Before we act on the minutes, I want to commend the secretary for doing an extraordinarily good job writing up that Whiff Avenue case. You really outdid yourself. That was great.
It's going to court.
Yeah, I know. Nevertheless.
That's why.
Really,
that's why.
Who's going to?
Are we calling witnesses?
Court? Miller, the opponent.
Oh, okay.
They've already filed.
Really?
Yep.
Are we going to be calling witnesses?
Witnesses? No.
Too soon? Still too soon.
No, no. No.
You're going to vote against witnesses?
No. Today. You're coming up with all kinds of stuff.
All right, so is there a motion?
I'm just going with the flow. That seems to be the way of things. Why fight it? You can't buck it.
I'll do the approval.
Okay. Who do we have? Roger?
Abstain, because I wasn't here.
Yeah, I wasn't here either.
You can't abstain. You have to be here to abstain.
No.
Okay, then I don't participate.
Okay, there you go.
Ditto.
Okay, all those in favor?
Three zip, right?
Yes.
That was painless. Are we done?
Unless you have anything else?
No, sir. Just shut it off.
Somebody that has.